Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is December the 7th, 2022. Well, December the 7th is a day that will be etched in the history of these United States. It's difficult to go by December 7th without making some statement about that, Pearl Harbor Day. But yesterday in my daily Bible reading, I read a passage in Daniel which piqued my interest. Daniel is writing the interpretation of the vision of the bull and the goat. In that interpretation, Daniel mentions a king of fierce countenance. Daniel mentions that that king will destroy many by peace, Daniel 8:25. And through his policy also, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. So that's interesting. What is meant by the phrase, and by peace shall destroy many? Well, in order to think through that, let's think about the classic tale of the Trojan horse. I'm sure you probably have heard of that before. In the tale, the Greeks built a large horse and present it to the men of Troy, sort of as a victory trophy. The Trojans accept the horse and pull it into the city. When night falls, the Greeks climb out of the horse and open the gates of the city. The Trojans think that the horse is an offering of peace, but within it was the presence of death. In the last days, the king of fierce countenance will present himself as one that makes peace. However, this offering of peace will only be the means of his attacking to defeat. So when we think about that, how does that apply to us today? Well, that seems to be the offering of peaceful circumstances, seems to be one of the ploys of Satan. Satan, as a deceiver, presents circumstances which seem peaceable. Maybe he offers a life of ease, or he presents circumstances which seem to be pleasant, or something that will be good and beneficial, when in reality it will bring hardship or death. An old book, I think it was written by John R. Rice, is titled All Satan's Apples Have Worms. The point of the book is that what Satan uses to entice will often be filled with unexpected circumstances. So we must always be on the lookout for Satan. We must always be aware of his devices, as Paul tells the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 2:11, lest Satan should get advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. So we as followers of Jesus need to be aware of Satan's devices and not, you know, taken by surprise at Satan's wiles. So today, be on the lookout for Satan. Don't be lulled to sleep by peaceful circumstances. Understand that sometimes Satan will present himself as an angel of light. His presentation, though, will be with the intent to destroy. Casting Crowns sings a song, "While You Were Sleeping." So we must be on guard not to be asleep, but always be ready and be aware of Satan's work and his attack. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us today to be on guard. Help us to seek out the ploys of Satan. Help us to overcome the temptation of lying on flowery beds of ease. Help us not to be at ease in Zion. Help us to be aware of Satan and his devices. Show us those places in our lives where Satan may be presenting peaceful circumstances, and help us to live apart from them for your honor and your glory. For Jesus' sake, we pray. Amen. Have a good week. Until tomorrow, Brother Mark, signing off.